When the master was calling the roll at the primary school in College Lands, you were meant to call back Unsha and raise your hand as your name occurred. Unsha, meaning here, here and now, all present and correct, was the first word of Irish I spoke. The last name on the ledger belonged to Joseph Mary Plunkett Ward and was followed, as often as not, by silence, knowing looks, a nod and a wink, the master's droll, "And where's our little ward of court?" I remember the first time he came back, the master had sent him out among the hedges to weigh up for himself and cut a stick with which he would be beaten. After a while, nothing was spoken. He would arrive as a matter of course with an ash plant, a sally rod, or, finally, the hazel wand he had whittled down to a whiplash, its twist of red and yellow lacquers sanded and polished, and altogether so delicately wrought that he had engraved his initials on it. I last met Joseph Mary Plunkett Ward in a pub just over the Irish border. He was living in the open, in a secret camp on the other side of the mountain. He was fighting for Ireland, making things happen. And he told me, Joe Ward, of how he had risen through the ranks to quartermaster, commandant, how every morning at parade his volunteers would call back Unsha and raise their hands as their names occurred.
On the 8th of November, an IRA bomb killed 12 people at a war memorial ceremony in Enniskillen. Gordon Wilson talked of his daughter's last moments.
Then I was aware of a pain in my right shoulder. I shouted to Mary, "Is she all right?" And she said, "Yes." And she found my hand and said, "Is that your hand, Dad?" I remember we were under 6 foot of rubble. I said, "Are you all right, dear?" And she said, "Yes," but she was shouting in between. 3 or 4 times I asked her. She always said, "Yes, she was all right." When I asked her the 5th time, "Are you all right, Mary?" She said, "Daddy, I love you very much." Those were the last words she spoke to me.
If life is a river, your heart is a boat, and just like a water baby, baby, born to float. And if life is a wild wind that blows way on high, and your heart is a Amelia dying to fly, heaven knows no frontiers, and I've seen heaven in your eyes. And if life is a barroom in which we must wait, round the man with his fingers on the ivory gates, where we sing until dawn, fears and our faith, and we stack all the dead men in self-addressed crates. In your eyes faint as the singing of a lark, but somehow this black night feels warmer for the spark, warmer for the spark to hold.
Your eyes faint as the sea.
ways.